Kaelim chapter 29, Mishnah 2. Shlosh kesasos sheltzeme. Three cushions he's translated as, but outer casings. I saw another place that said for mattresses or cushions. So three outer casings, and they tie together. They join together. They're either sewn together by a launderer to prevent loss. It brings a card to that's one case. Or alternatively, they're woven together as like one group of three cushions. But either way, three outer casings that are joined together. Sheshel pishtan, or six of linen, six linen cushions, again, could be joined together. Shloshe sedinim, three sheets joined together. Shteim esre mitpachos, or 12 kachifs joined together. Shnei suvrikin, two trousers, two pairs of trousers joined together. Chaluk echad, we'll get to the point now. one shirt. Talis achas, one talis. Kluv karin, one echad, one blanket. Chibur, if they are joined together, right? So if they're all of these things and they're joined together, says the Mishnah, letuma ula hazaya. They are considered joined together for tuma and for sprinkling. So if one of them becomes tama, the whole lot become tamei because they're joined together. And the sprinkling one, if they're sprinkled with the waters of the red heifer for, to purify them, if you sprinkle it on one, they all considered purified. Yosim ekan, but more than this, chibul letumah, they are considered attached when it comes to impurity. So if one of them is touched and it becomes impure, they all become impure. Ve'einu chibul azar, but they are not considered joined together for sprinkling of the water. So if you sprinkle water on one of them, then it doesn't purify the whole lot of them, right? So the case of one where it's got like chaluk echad, one shirt, so it means that anything more than one, it doesn't help, right? It's not going to, the sprinkling's not going to help for more than one. But where it's like three, let's say three cushions of wool. So sprinkling, if it's up to three, if you sprinkle on one of them, they all become purified. But if it's four, five, or six, let's say, then they won't become purified if you sprinkle the water on them. But the one case is anything more than one, it doesn't help. You can't sprinkle one of them and purify the other one that's attached to it. That's according to the first opinion. Rabbi Yosi Omi says, af lo letuma. He says, not even for impurity. They're not even considered attached for impurity. If the group includes more than these number, if one of them becomes touched, the impurity doesn't spread. He holds that even the impurity doesn't spread. But the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. The halacha follows the first opinion, says the Kahati.